Hey, happy day. President Trump, he's often said that given the opportunity, he will make gun laws reciprocatory with regards to carry permits. If you have a carry permit, a permit, of course, that allows you to carry a concealed permit in your state, then you should be able to cross borders and do it in all states. And he said, I'm looking forward to making that a law. I hope he does. I'm a CCW carrier, and that stands, of course, for concealed carry weapon permit. And it's crazy right now. You're in your car, you cross the state line, you think, oh, now what? There are reports of people who have done that from Oklahoma driving into New York State. They get pulled over for a traffic violation. Hey, you have a gun, they go to jail. And yet they're legal in their state, so it should be like a driver's license. It should transport across state lines. And Trump says he's going to do that. But hey, I know people, I'm one of them, I don't even lock my door at night. If a criminal ever comes into my house, good luck, have a nice day, I'm going to shoot you. Just say it. That sounds pretty violent, doesn't it? It's not meant to be violent. It's meant to be right versus left. You get all that. Hey, the revenge tour. Many are saying Trump has a revenge tour. How dare he? The left is still whining and complaining. How can everybody be so stupid that voted for him? How could anybody be so stupid to be a Democrat? That'd be better said. But now this revenge thing. He can't do that. I know Republicans that say he better not do that. That's bad. I'd do that. I mean, somebody hits you with a 2x6, you go hit them back with a 2x8. That's kind of how it's played. And for a couple of reasons, revenge, that's a powerful word. Revenge, I guess, is part of it. But more importantly, it's so they don't do it again to someone else. Okay? You sue somebody for doing something bad to you, not because you want to spend time in court, and the revenge thing kind of goes down the list, you know, as time goes on. But it's to keep them off the streets from doing it again to someone else. It's all about a system, and Trump needs to do that. He needs to go in and just make it happen. I mean, look at Biden. I mean, he had documents in his garage, in his car, and that was okay. Trump had some documents at his house, and he was charged, so that's wrong. So immediately he needs to charge him. Biden and all these other bandits, they need to be charged. Revenge tour, call it what you like. I call it right. I get it, even there's a reckoning. There has to be a reckoning. You know, this turning the other cheek business. You only turn to there's somebody there. Bah, 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 bah. You get it? Hey, if you love climate change, high taxes, men playing girls' sports, high grocery prices, high gasoline prices, children in school taught that they can change your sex, go to school in the morning as Johnny, come home in the afternoon as Susie, if you believe in that and if you love it. Open borders, too, for illegal entry for tens of millions of people, if you love that. Taxpayers paying for illegals, housing, education, if you love that. Defund the police, being forced to have an electric car. Okay? Having your right of choice removed, if you love it, vote for it. You did. A lot of people. I guess that didn't turn out so well because those are things that people don't want. Who wants that stuff? A little group of politicians. I guess they do, but they're in left field. They're crazy people and they're leading. They think they're not. They're misleading. And that's not nice. Make America great again. It's turned into a slogan. It's a marketing genius, right? Trump has really done a job with this MAGA. Hats and clothes and they're everywhere. It's a new word. Right? Of course it's bright. Oh, where did it originate from? Ronald Reagan did it. Ronald Reagan came up with the term and he used it in his 1980 election. He said, make America great again. It was his slogan. Good for Trump for picking up on it and using it and turning it into something bigger and better. I think that's great. And it's a good slogan too, don't you know? There's this great open borders. Y'all keeping up. I got stuff. I mean, I got things that I got to get off my chest, you know, talking about things. Here's one thing, open borders. I mean, the left wanted open borders. Thank goodness that's passed now. Will Trump really deport him? Of course he will. He keeps every promise. He just has in the past. Open borders, it's really a great replacement thing. It truly is. Anyone mentioning replacement is deemed to be, you know, delusional or racist. I guess that's me now because I'm talking about this. The Caucasian, I hate that word, Caucasian. I've never been Caucasian. I'm white. Caucasian, if you look it up, originated with black people in Africa. I mean, a white Caucasian. We're white. Anyway, the white population is about 55, 57, maybe 58% and falling fast. This huge drop isn't random. It didn't just happen. It's an orchestrated campaign by the left to replace white people as rapidly as possible. And ironically, A lot of white liberals are the ones that are pushing for that. But why do they do that? There's all kinds of reasons, I guess. But they want to make sure, well, that firstly, they believe we've screwed up the world. But I mean, who invented the wheel and telephone and stuff? Blah, blah, blah. Color should have nothing to do with anything. But it does to these left-wing people. They don't want white people to have any credit for anything. And they don't want them around to do anything in the future. That's just kind of what they're made up like. I mean, psychologists have been studying this for hundreds and hundreds of years, trying to understand, you know, what happened. Lastly, finally, it's ending. On a lighter note, in 1602, the Dutch, they were the very first to create their own stock exchange. Recently, I was at a stock exchange in New York. It's great. I go there every now and again. Back to the Dutch in 1602. So next time you make money or lose money in the stock market, either thank or swear at the Dutch. Okay? Hey, it's old Dutch to me. You all come back. See ya.